The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
All-round restoration via diligence. All-round restoration via diligence. Hallelujah. And I want us to know tonight, I'll be quite fast, I want us to know that diligence is vital if you want all-round restoration. It is the price to be paid for every success of man. How many of us know that diligence is the price that you have to pay to be successful? Hallelujah. Diligence is the price you have to pay. It is key for recovery. For every recovery in life, diligence is required. For every recovery, diligence is required. It is a key to recovery in life. And you cannot recover when you are not persistent and diligent. I love the rhyme for this year. You know, when I first saw the rhyme, I think on day two, I was so excited. Pursue, the part I love most, there is pursue. Eh? Overtake and recover all. Can we say it together? Pursue, overtake and recover all. Now let's say it properly. Year 2023. Pursue, overtake and recover. That shall be your portion in Jesus' name. But you have to be diligent about it. You have to be diligent about that pursuit for you to overtake. You have to be diligent about it. For you to recover all, you have to. If you recover and you are not diligent, you may recover some. You may recover some. You know, there are some marks that when you get in exam, I'm not happy when I get those kind of marks. Like 69. Like 59. I don't like scoring like 58, 59, those kind of marks. I don't like it. You know why? Because what is differentiating B and A is just one. Hallelujah. When I'm checking results and I see 69, I'm not happy. Praise the Lord. Or 68. It's very painful. But maybe I needed just a little bit of more diligence. Just a little bit of more diligence in that assignment. You know, many of us, we are more diligent when we are to write exam than when we are to study. How many of us know that? Diligence is important for whole-round restoration. Diligence is a testimony to the purposefulness of the heart of man for desired results. It's a testimony. It's a testifier to the fact that you want all-round restoration. Diligence is a testifier to that. It is the pathway for outstanding result in life. And your diligence is a factor of your dedication. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. The Bible says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." Your standing in life is a function of your diligence. Your standing in life, your hand, where you stand, the position in life is a function of your diligence. And I want you to lift up your right hand as we say this prayer together. Say, "Father, grant me the grace to be diligent in life in the name of Jesus. Grant me the grace to be diligent in life." It is the diligent that stands. It says, "Seeth a man that is diligent in his business, he will not stand before ordinary people. It will stand before kings." Your diligence brings you to the place of honor. And it is God's plan for every man to come to this fullness of diligence in Christ Jesus. We all seek for restoration in one form or the other. However, not all of us are diligent enough to assess what the price that is there to pay. In order for us to assess this all-round restoration, the price of revival, it's part of the price you have to pay. We heard about that day three. The price of revival. The price of prayer. The price of love for God. The price of studying of the Word of God. These are prices that you have to pay. And it takes diligence for you to achieve this. Diligence is a conscious investment of your time. I'm defining diligence now. It's a conscious investment of your time, energy, values, and resources in pursuit of a given task. I take that again. Diligence is a conscious investment of your time, energy, and values and resources in the pursuit of a given task. Praise the Lord. And diligence is real hard work. And only hard workers can become high flyers. Papa will say, only hard workers can become high flyers in life. Praise the Lord. Diligence is to be positively productive. Number two, diligence is to be positively productive, positively engaged, and positively determined in a given task. Not just playing busy and active. You can be busy and you're active and you're not diligent. How many of us know that? You can be busy. Hallelujah. I can be diligent but not positively diligent. Hello? Example. You know, there are some dogs, they will dig. When you release them, they will just be digging, 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 digging. Now, they are diligent with the digging. They are committed to that digging. But of what use is that digging? No use. After they finish digging, 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 digging the thing, 2 days later, they won't go back to that place again. It's of no use. So it has to be positive, positively productive. Praise the Lord. They are diligent. The same dog, when somebody enters the house, instead of him to bark, he will be looking. Where he's supposed to be diligent, he's not diligent. He's diligent in digging holes all over the place. I used to have one dog like that. When you leave your shoes outside, by the time you come in the morning, it becomes tattered. But when somebody comes into the house, he'll be looking. He'll be looking. And that's not the function. The main purpose is to be a guard dog, but rather than be a guard dog, it's a play dog. And he's very diligent in that play. Very diligent in the play. So your diligence must be productive and positive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Not just playing busybody here and there. Steps to restoration via diligence. Number one step is discover your mission. Discover your mission. You see, every undiscovered mission is a loss to humanity. Every undiscovered mission. What drives your diligence is your discovery of your mission on earth. And your mission on earth is never centered on you. There are so many destinies that are attached to your mission here on earth. And that is why you must not play with that. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables that he may run that readeth it. You know why? That he may be diligent that readeth it. Your mission in life is not all about you. If your mission in life is all about you, you have all men most miserable. It's all about you. There are destinies, there are people's lives that are attached to your mission on earth. And that is why the discovery of this is what creates the hunger and the pursuit for diligence. That's what made Paul the apostle to be so different. Discover your mission. Christ's mission on earth was to save mankind. He discovered it and he accomplished it with great diligence. He was never indigent about his mission. He said, now is the day to do the work of the Father. He said, I do the work of my Father. He was passionate about it. He was diligent about it. Every discovered mission in life runs on diligence. Every discovered mission. The moment you discover the running of that mission is on diligence. If you fail to be diligent about that mission, it will be mission unaccomplished. Mission can be completed. You know, the mission will eventually come to completion when you go home and you go back. Mission completed. But is it accomplished? Is it mission accomplished or mission completed? Hallelujah. That's why Paul, while he was here, he hasn't gone yet. He said, I've run the race. I've finished the course. I've completed the mission. I'm now ready. Praise the Lord. Number two, steps to restoration Via diligence is be addicted to your mission. Be addicted to your mission. All the fathers of faith, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, were addicts. They were mission addicts. They were addicted to their missions. Our Lord Jesus Christ was addicted to his mission. You know, one of the things that made Samson to fail in his mission as a deliverer, he was never addicted to his mission. Rather than be addicted to his mission, he was addicted to something else. Mission was completed, but mission was not accomplished. Praise the Lord. Be addicted. No man can hard up in life without being addicted to his purpose and mission in life. Apostle Paul was so addicted to his mission with all diligence that he said in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 down. He said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting all those things that are behind, I reach forth to those things which were before me. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." That was his mission. He was addicted to it. Hallelujah. And it is your addiction to your mission and vision in life that brings the results. No man that is playful about his mission in life accomplishes nothing. You want restoration? Be diligent and be addicted to your mission. Any business that you find yourself doing, be addicted to it. You have known your calling. Immerse yourself in it. You can't be jack of all trade and master of all trade. You can't. So focus on your assignment. You know, I first heard that from Papa. Focus on your assignment. So I used to tell my kid, focus, boy, focus on your assignment. Your assignment now is to study, so focus on it. It's not telenovela. Those that acted telenovela, acting was their own assignment, and they are fulfilling it. Don't focus on Z-Word. Focus on your assignment. Don't focus on social media. Focus on your assignment. That's what brings the restoration. This year, focus. You want to recover those years that you have lost? Focus. Be addicted to that which God has given to you to do. Any assignment that God has given you the opportunity to find yourself doing, be addicted to it. Most especially, kingdom service. Be addicted to kingdom service. Can I tell you this? One of the surest ways to be free from any form of depression, any form of oppression of the enemy, is to be addicted to kingdom service. Be diligent in your place of service in the house of God. Be diligent. Romans chapter 12 verse 11. Be diligent. Romans 12 11. Media, can we have that? Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. That is the key. You are not slow. How many of us know that the kingdom work is business work? The business of the Father. And he has committed it to you and I. Don't be slothful at it. Be fervent in the spirit. Let your spirit man be on fire. We are in the season of revival. It's not the time to be pressing for 5 hours. Yesterday I was telling my kids, was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. I was telling them, I said, since morning till now, I said, I don't think I've handled my phone for 20 minutes. I can't remember. Maybe just to take a call. It's not time to be pressing phone and be checking WhatsApp. It's not time. This is not the time. If I miss several calls, it's not the time. It's time to get serious with the Lord. Be fervent in the things of God. Be fervent in your service to God. You are a choir member. Be fervent in there. Be addicted to it. And you will see your restoration. It will be all around. Don't forget, restoration is not talking about only those things that you lost. Mama said it yesterday. Was it yesterday? Said, you are here, but you are supposed to be here. So when you are restored, you are in your original place. I see somebody gaining ground in the name of Jesus. As you serve the Lord will bless your bread. He will take away diseases away from you. The numbers of your day you will fulfill. None will be barren. You will not cast your young in the name of Jesus. Kingdom service. Be fathered in anything you are doing. Number three, how to. Number one is what? Number two. Number three is build excellence in the place of diligence. Build excellence. Steps to restoration via diligence. Build excellence in the place of diligence. You see, diligence births excellence. And any man that is excellent will be a man of value. How many of you know the more excellent you are, the more value you possess? The quality of the value of gold is how excellent the gold has been purified. It is not the gold itself that brings the value on the gold. It is the value of the purification process that brings the value. If I give you gold now, gold, iron, gold, you know it's an iron. If I give it to you now, most of us will throw it away. Raw crude gold. We throw it away. If I give you raw crude oil now, the smell alone, you will not want to have it. But it is after it has been refined excellently. The refining process is what brings out the value. There is nothing special or magical about being excellent. It is a product of a man's tireless commitment to continuous improvement on whatsoever he or she is doing. It is a product of a man's tireless commitment to continuous improvement. You are there. You are like this today. Improve. Be like this. Tomorrow, improve. Keep improving. Can I tell you this? You cannot command value if you remain at the same level. No. Your performance is at the same level. There can't be increase in value. What keeps the increase in value on any footballer is how the footballer increases in performance. So excellence. And you know what? Diligence is very sure before you can talk of excellence. Hallelujah. We may be using the same theory, but different approach will produce different result. The same theory, but we have different approach to it. Me and you are working in the same organization. I have a different mentality to the assignment that is given to me. I'm diligent about it, and because of my diligence, I'm producing excellent results. We are on the same level today. By the time the next appraiser is released, I will be on a higher level. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. Seest a man that is not diligent in his business, he and me men will be fellows. Hallelujah. Number four. Steps to restoration via diligence is hard work. Say hard work. Hard work. God created work as part of his plan for man. And God demonstrated in the book of Genesis chapter 2 verse 2. How many of us know that work is part of the plan of God for man? Our God is a hard worker. And the Bible says, on the seventh day, God ended his what? God ended his what? His work, which he has made. And he did what? He rested on the seventh day from all his works, which he has made. Praise the Lord. The hard worker. You see, no diligent man, no one who is diligent walks away from hard work. And no indigent man loves hard work. The recovery of anything is never cheap. How many of us know that? To recover anything is never cheap. It doesn't come easy. How many of us know that recovery is not easy? Restoration is not money. If you want to restore a building now, there is one thing that I've learned. It's more difficult to restore than to build. Sometimes. Cost more and more difficult. So it's hard work. The Bible says, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. Said, In all labor, there is what? Profit. In all labor, there is profit. NIV says, in all hard work. All hard work, NIV version. Do we have that version? NIV says, in all hard work, there is what? Profit. But mere talks, just talking is cheap. Talking. It leads only to what? Poverty. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Paul the Apostle gave one admonition in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10. He gave an admonition. He said, if someone is not working, let him not eat. For even when we were with you, this we command you, that if anyone will not work, neither should he do what? It's a personal principle. If you come to my house, you are a lazy person, you will not eat. Personal principle. I can't be working and you are sleeping. It's not possible. I'm working, you are sleeping, or you are watching TV. It's not possible. That's why a lot of people find it difficult. I can't wake up 5 a.m. to go and feed chicken, and you are snoring, and you are a able-bodied guy. It's not possible. I will kick you. It's normal. It's not possible. I'm not wicked, but it's not right. Many of us see hard work as something like they are punishing me. Nobody is punishing anybody. The only reward for laziness is idleness. That's the only reward you get from laziness. And don't forget, the idle hand is the what? The devil's workshop. So you become a devil's workshop when you are lazy. Hard work will improve your productivity. Work hard on your mission. Work hard on God's business that is in your hand. Work hard. Be hardworking at that thing. You are the one pressing the keyboard. Press it very well. Be hardworking. God has it well. You are in prayer unit. Praying and interceding for others. How many of us know that prayer is hard work? Do it well. And let me tell you this, being a hard worker is not being a workaholic. That's true. Hard work means being highly productive in the place of your work. And doing hard work is also doing the right work. Doing the right work right. Eh? Doing the right work, doing it right, with the right effort at the right time. That's hard work. Not just being active, generating dust. Number 5, never be careless with your life. Never be careless. You see, Papa will always say something, say, playboy of yesterday. They are what? They are the playmen of today. You will not be a playman tomorrow in Jesus' name. Play is good after a good hard work, but don't be careless about your life. Don't live life just carelessly. This year, don't live life carelessly. Don't waste your time careless. Time, every time is important. You can never recover or restore anything if you are careless with life. Esau was never able to recover or restore because he was careless with life. Hallelujah. My pastor will say, I should not go there. My pastor will say, he that is being washed, does not follow others to do what? To become an onlooker. You can do the interpretation. You are a high flyer in life. A high flyer is not the one that will not be blowing others. That is supposed to be fly. Social media is good. But do you know that it can take your life from you? How many of us know that? Every minute that you spend on social media that is not for productive purpose is a section of your life wasted. That's it. It has taken that part away from you. You can't recover it. I'm not against it. It's good if it's for a productive purpose. What if it is for careless gisting, careless talk, careless visitation? It's a waste. Esau was careless with life. Samson was careless with life. Prophet Eli was careless with the training of his children. He cost him a covenant. Not only his life. A covenant that God made with him was revoked. May the blessings of God upon your life never be revoked in Jesus' name. And lastly, we are going to stop tonight. Set your priorities right. Set it right. You can never be diligent in the place of restoration without priorities being set right. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 1 to 11. There is time for everything. Your ability to set your priorities right helps you to become more diligent. Everything that is done the right time, the right way, brings the right result. And you cannot assess all-round restoration without right priorities in life. The lady that's supposed to have MRS last, I decided to have MRS before SSE. How many of us know MRS? And she didn't get the MRS the proper way, she got it the wrong way. There's a section of her life that will be missing. And it may be possible she may not recover from it. Misplace of priorities. There is always time for everything. There's time to sleep. There's time to play. There's time to talk. There's time to keep quiet. There's time to walk. There's time for everything. So when you misplace the priorities, you can never be diligent that way. My prayer is that God will give us grace to follow his word in Jesus' name. Your priorities of yesterday is what determines your level today. And your priorities of today will determine your position tomorrow. Priorities in life can either make life to be sweet or to be sour. So you must set your priorities right in order for you to be diligent about life. Be diligent about what you do. And conclusion, all-round restoration this year is assured for you in the name of Jesus. And I pray for someone that whatsoever the enemy has taken or stolen away from you, that shall be restored in Jesus' name. Your life shall be better as you walk and follow God diligently in the name of Jesus. As you pant after God in the place of service unto God, your life shall enjoy all-round restoration in Jesus' name. Every relationship lost shall be restored. Every good opportunity lost shall be restored. You see, God is giving you a better relationship if you have lost one before. In the name of Jesus. Maybe you have lost a business or you have lost a job or a big opportunity. It is restored. In the name of Jesus. This year, you will share your testimony of all-round restoration. But don't forget, you have to be diligent about life. Can we rise up on our feet? Hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.